Hogs Half Hour. I can't think anything that rhymes with Hoskins, so I'm on the radio and not on the bus.
Right, let's start this show with a dad joke. Two blondes walk into a building. You'd think... Fucking hell, I'm not... Jesus, that's probably the start of the show. Come on. Two blondes walk into a building. You'd think at least one of them would have seen it. Boom, boom! Let's go. Strap yourself in. We're going on a ride on the Hosker coaster.
Killer clowns from outer space. Holy shit.
Well, that isn't as funny as this.
Hello, readers. It's Morrissey here. Readers, it was really nothing. What can you say to the pet reader who says I love the show? Today, readers, I was out skipping in the forest looking for some badgers. And then I thought, while I was here, I'd read about Prince Charlie Boy, last of the international playboys. He'd been hugging some trees, and he said, made it feel great! So I thought, I'll give that a try. And I was hugging a tree, and I looked down, and I realised my flies were undone, and my penis had popped out. And then as I was hugging the tree, my penis had popped into a knot into the tree. And then someone, the paparazzi, caught me at that precise moment and said this would make a great headline. Morrissey in gay tree sex shocker. What can you say to the fat girl? I said, no, it's not. I'm not gay. This tree's a female, and that is a fanny. Or maybe it's a mouth. No, it could be a boy with a mouth. And then I said, no, this tree is a lady. And my willy fell in it accidentally. But I don't know if you believe me, readers. So if you read about Morrissey gay tree love shocker triangle, don't believe a word. It was really nothing.
The elephant says, here's a news nugget.
So, funny headlines out in the BBC. Man found dead after fairy cake eating competition. You know, how funny does that headline sound? I mean, you know, you read these things in the news, but you never know anyone. None of your friends ever say, what are you doing this weekend? I'm going to fairy cake eating competition. Sounds rather gay to me. Count me out. I'm not coming. I'm busy this weekend. Sorry. Doing mysterious stuff in the house. What are you doing? Fairy cake eating competition. Piss off. What? They don't exist, do they? Come off it. Well, I'm going to a bloody blueberry muffin eating competition then. How do you like that? Stick that in your cake tin and bake it. Okay, here's how you die from eating too much fairy cakes. I mean, I've never seen a warning on any packets. Careful. Eating copious amounts could cause death. I bet sales would go up. Kids love danger. Don't sell them as fairy cakes, sell them as death cakes. There'd be the new fat craze sweeping the nation. Eat a death cake. Do another one. Ooh, I better not. I might die. That is a pretty embarrassing way to die. Imagine. How does a family cope with that? Death by fairy cake. Can you imagine the policeman who got given that job? Here, we've got a job for you. What is it? Go and tell the woman down in Birmingham, husband died from after losing in a fairy cake eating competition. Fucking what? I can't go and tell someone that. How many did he have? I don't know. Loads. 100. That's a lot, but still only fairy cakes. That was like chocolate brownies. Something with a bit of oomph in there. Mate, she could probably understand, but how's she gonna cope with that? Knowing her husband died of eating fairy cakes. God, they're all fluffy. How can they kill you? Whew. I bet you went up to the door and went, okay, just come straight out with it. Oh, hello, Mrs. Some bad news. Sit down. Do you want a cup of tea and a cake? Oh, no, please. No, it's not, what kind of cake? Fairy cake, get it away. They're killers. Eat it. She's chewing on it. The officer's crying. Oh, they're my husband's favourite. Oh, my God, no. Stop it. Yes, bad news, Mrs. Afraid your husband died. I can't say this. Have you seen Ghostbusters?
Yes.
Well, a batch of fairy cakes got possessed by a demonic spirit, and your husband bravely tackled the monster. Fortunately, he got a punch in the face. He tried to eat his way out, and he did well, but unfortunately, the fairy cake monster killed him. It's very sad, yeah.
Oh, how'd you know this?
Well, his belly was full of fairy cakes. Enough for a small child. The size of a small child. Love cakes. Very kind. Lord knows if he's got any children, what they're going to be teased at school. That cake's being waved at their poor faces. Oh dear. Shows the dangers of trying to have your cake and eat it again and again and again and again.
The bell tolls for some stand-up comedy.
Stand-up comedy. Boyfriends and girlfriends are very different. What observational skills, eh? Boyfriends and girlfriends argue about such small, peculiar things. Now, as many of you have boyfriends and girlfriends, maybe both, you can be a testament to this. I mean, you'll argue about tiny things like, we'll say, like leaving the back door, leaving the light on when they've gone out of the room, or leaving a cup out, or not putting away the peanut butter. Daft things like that. And like me and my girlfriend had a kind of daft argument in the cinema the other day about, I asked her what drink she wanted. She said, oh, Fanta or Sprite. What drink do you want? Just pick one. The question is, what drink do you want? Not a list of top five. Yeah, so we were having a little tiff about this. I mean, luckily, she didn't bring out the big guns and start crying or anything like that. It was just a minor scuffle. Oh, I'm out of breath here. I'll have to edit the deep breathing out and then use it on a phone call to someone I don't like. I mean, a good way to try and persuade your girlfriend to not cry during petty arguments is to say there's nothing uglier than a girl crying. And it's true, I'll have you know. You watch them on telly, ugh, their ugly faces. So remember that, ladies. How many ladies listen to this? Come on. Millions, probably. Anyway, the women, men and women, if they're in a relationship, argue about these very petty things. Because they're not really arguing about the glass left on the you know, one of my favourites is not kind of rinsing the cereal bowl and then coming back and her porridge is set like goddamn concrete. And it's like, oh dude, come on, put it in the sink, wash it then, it's easy then, it's all gone. When you argue about things like that, you're not really arguing about just about the porridge bowl. Because in reality, that's not that important. You know, she can, you know, you're arguing about all the time she's not done that before. Like, this could be, this could be like 10,000 unwashed bowls now, and that's what you're arguing about. The 10,000 bowls. Not just this one, not this one today, the 10,000 million before, 10 million now. But the funny thing is when you're a spectator in these things. So they'll be arguing about, I don't know, leaving the butter out. And you'll be there, and you'll be seeing them bing, and they'll often put you in the middle. He wants the butter cold! He doesn't want it warm, does he, do you? And you're like, no, he doesn't mind it bloody warm, do you, lad? See, he doesn't mind. And you're thinking, oh, I don't want to be in the middle of this, thanks. But then you're wondering, you're thinking, God, why are they arguing so violently about this butter? Goodness, you know. Just some butter, dudes. Chill out, will ya? As an outsider looking in, it just seemed totally peculiar that these people are having a kind of almost relationship-ending argument over whether someone left the butter out or not. And you all seem so over the top. And then you go home, and you'll be upstairs, and your mum or your girlfriend will shout, phone! And you shout, who is it? And they've gone. They've gone. Who's on the phone? And you'll shout and go, who is it? And you have to come down. Oh, no, actually, the worst one. Much worse than that. Come down, I've got something funny to show you. You're like, no, I don't want any thanks. Now come on, come down here now. Come on, it's brilliant, come on, down you come. You're like, oh, I'm okay, I'm watching a program on TV. You're shouting down, they go, come on down. The price is right, do 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 do. And then you go down, it's the most rubbish thing in the world. And you're like, is that it? God, I'm going upstairs now. That's the same kind of thing. You're not angry, you just come down that stairs that one time. It's the 10th million time you've come down those stairs to look at something that's not funny, and you told them you don't want to see any more, but they keep doing it. Also, you know, men and women are different. You know, we think different. Like, I hate it when my girlfriend makes a sortie into my territory, because blokes have their little nerd computer room, whatever, and women have the rest of the house. They will have gone in there under the EU treaty of tidying. I don't call it tidying, I call it hiding my stuff. And you're like, oh, why? Why have you gone in there and moved that stuff? Oh, I don't know. Bored. And you're like, you try and think, when you're there first, before you go and get them, you're like, looking around and think, where would they put it? Where would they put it? I haven't got a clue where they put it! Because they put things in most peculiar places, I can never find them. As if almost on purpose. And you go and ask them, oh, well, I'll put it in the drawer, outside in the shed. What? Well, Why have you done that for? I might need this. It's my computer. Watch out for them. They're devious. They're always up to stuff as soon as you're out. Ring in people. Always on the phone, women. You come back, they're on the phone. What are you talking about? No, no, nothing. Always talking. They must be talking about something.
Wakey, wakey. You've got some comedy to listen to, sunshine.
Good evening, I'm Jeff Butterfield, and here are the headlines today. Britney Spears is continuing the alarming new craze among celebrities by having her right breast doubled in size so she can wear the new fashionable top, the Mexicana Slingshot. Parents have criticized the new clothing range, saying it'll create legions of lopsided ladies. And moving on, today England's boss Fabio Capello has come under increasing pressure in the England job after winning his first game in charge 2-1. Over to our chief football correspondent, Dickie Thomas. Good evening, Dickie.
Good evening, Jeff. Yes, yesterday's match couldn't have gone worse for the new boss by only winning his first match 2-1.
Indeed, and where did the problems start for Capello?
Yes, well, problems are mounting for the under-siege England boss, and this bad result is on the back of a terrible training session when the players just ran around and then he had a practice match which ended in a 2-2 draw. Terrible stuff.
And what can the manager do to rectify the problem?
Well, there are rumours he has one match to save his job, and if we don't win 6-0 at least, the FA are rumoured to be looking at replacing Capello with English hero Pie and Chips Alan Shearer.
At least 6-0, and what do you think the chances are of this?
Well, I think he has the team, and he has every chance. The team have been hyped up a lot by the media, so we all think they can easily win the World Cup with this squad. This squad is known as the Golden Age squad, especially when you consider the wages these players earn. They really should be bringing something back for all that money.
Yeah, so what are the statistics for the current England boss?
Well, everyone has been scrutinizing the statistics to see if we can find any clues on what went wrong, and they read as such. He has played one match, and he has won one match.
And that's not really good enough at this level, is it? We do expect more. Yes, the statistics don't read well, and that's not really good enough at this level, is it?
Indeed it isn't, and the FA and England supporters will not stand for this type of record and results. This is highlighted in the odds for his sacking, which have currently been lowered to 2-1, and many critics in the media have said he is not worth his $6 million a year package by merely only winning 2-1 in his first match.
And do you think the manager deserves another match to prove he's the right man for the job?
Well, personally, I think we should change now to give the new manager more time to get things right. If we leave it too late, he'll have nothing to save.
Well, thanks for that report, so there we have it. It looks like the England manager has run out of time, which just shows us that foreigners really don't know anything about football, apart from winning, but they shouldn't forget we invented the beautiful game. Now, good night, good night, good night, good night, good night, good night, good night.
This is Captain Jean-Luc Picard of the USS Enterprise.
Oi, Picard, no. You're yesterday. News-related comedy is now.
Ooh, let's be wacky for charity. Yes, I will go on with one of my bugbears in life. Wacky, doing wacky stunts in the name of charity. It's people who do things like stupid things like getting naked and odd things like that under the name of charity, donating to charity, whatever. Right, so here we go, getting it off their chests. Women in County Durham Village are painting plates with their breasts to raise money. Surely, right, people are just going to buy those plates if they're for charity, whether you painted them with a brush or your breast. So there is no need, really, to paint plates with your breast, and in fact, I would say that this must take longer to paint a plate with your breast than it would just a brush. I don't even understand how you can paint with, what do they use, the nipple? Is that the kind of point, like the brush? But then also, right, I mean, do people really want to drink off plates? Of course they don't. No one in their right mind would want to drink off a plate, unless they were a dog. But, okay, anyway, would anyone really
want to eat off a plate that someone's painted with their breast? And probably an old woman. No. Well, if they wanted to do this, right, they should do it properly. Get some page 3 models or something like that. Then you've got a market for the breastplates. Breastplates. Plates painted with breasts. You know, let's do that. Not bloody some old trouts painting it with their breasts. Well, they're probably... Although, of course, thinking out how to do it, a floppy, saggy breast would probably make a better kind of brush. See, this kind of weirds me out a little bit. This weirds me out because the breast-painted plates come in 3 designs. And they are pandas, cherries, Christmas puddings and bumblebees. Surely you can't... I don't believe they've painted a bumblebee with their breasts. See, I think they've got that the wrong way round. Instead of painting pictures with your breasts, they should paint pictures of breasts on the plates. See, then that would be... I'd happily eat my dinner off a plate full of breasts. Happily eat a plate full of breasts, in fact. I mean, well, I probably wouldn't be so keen the muff bit in the plate, but, you know, I think it's a good idea. Put some hot models onto a plate. Bosh, that's going to be popular. See, and it has practical uses, because, yeah, you've got a teenage boy who won't eat his greens. Hello? Well, what do you think happens to those greens if you were to place them upon a plate with breasts underneath? Huh? You'd turn your back. Oh, where have the greens gone? Down his little food hole, because he wants to have a gawp at those breasts. See? Practical and visually pleasing. But here is what happens when these wacky stunts. There's one bloke came in and he's admiring a panda plate I'd made the week before. He's asking a lot of questions about it. Really? Was he really asking a lot of questions about a panda plate? Or did you just say that for the humour value of this article? How many questions are there, in fact, you could ask about a panda plate? That's a panda. What kind of panda's that? Dunno. What's his name? He was asking a lot of questions. I explained it's a breast cancer, and I hadn't used my hands to paint it. See, she's gagging to say, I used my breast! Look! Aren't I wacky? She couldn't wait to tell someone that she'd use her breast to paint that plate. But then, so there he is. He's probably not asking any questions, really. Just in the shop saying, oh, how much is that panda plate? And then she's like, oh yeah, lovely that, isn't it? Hey, I didn't use my hands to paint that. Hey, huh? What? I didn't use my hands, I said. Yeah, alright, who cares? And then, but she says, oh, but the penny still didn't drop. Which meant the poor bugger's in for some more talk about breast-plated panda. A few moments later, a look of recognition passed across his face, and he went, oh, and rushed out the shop. I think the poor man was a bit embarrassed. I don't bloody doubt it. He's probably thinking, what? He wasn't embarrassed about the plate. Because firstly, if someone said, I didn't use my hands to paint that plate, what would you think? Oh, they must have used their breasts. No, maybe their feet, or a potato thing, or something else. Probably paid some small kids in a Eastern European city to do it for you. No wonder you didn't get your hands dirty. But then, she's probably keep talking about it. He obviously wasn't impressed, whatever, didn't understand what was going on. Then I have no doubt that she probably got out of breath. I painted it with this! Look at it! You can touch it if you want! Do you want me to sign it? Then he rushed out, I reckon. Bloody wacky charities. He'd have probably bought that plate if you'd have painted it with your hands. Actually, you don't paint plates with your hands, unless you work in that shop. You use a brush, I should think.
A group of mining engineers were prospecting for copper. What they unearthed was a story that was to terrorize the whole world.
It was a husk story.
We're buying a sandwich today, me and the Evans Meister. And then we're there, and he goes, husky, husky, look, look, look! Yeah, he's frustrating. We're going, look, look, and you go, what? But I can't say. All right, why don't you say just don't look now at that person over there, and I will. I'll know who it is. But there's this famous person in the sandwich shop, and he always comes in and goes, can I have a white seeded? In an awesome style. And so then I went, oh, it's the white seeded man. Oh, cool. I've always wanted to hear his the white seeded war cry of the sandwich shop. So I'm waiting there. Tension's building up now. You're thinking, come on, here we go. He's next in line. Bosch, he's in now. He's ready. He's coming. Can I have, here it comes, a white sandwich? What white sandwich? I've been gypped. Where's the white seated saying? Hey, come on. Do your trick. But it amused me that this bloke, everyone in our company knows him as white seated. We know nothing else about him, apart from he just likes white
seated
baps. That's his name now. He's known as white seated to everyone, apart from him and his friends, probably. But I always liked the idea of the secret nicknames. The nicknames you give people, but never use to their faces. And then it's brilliant when everyone else refers to them as that secret name as well. Like the Evansmeister, he used to go down to the shop and get pound coins for something, some pound coin related machine. And they said, he reckons he must go in. They go, look out, here comes pound coin man. Here comes pound coin boy. Here you go, what do you want, mate? It's pound coin. Oh, what a surprise. There you go, pound coin boy. Of course, they don't call him pound coin boy to his face, but just secretly behind his back. And I like these little names. We had a great one where I used to work. Mark said this before, but it's this one bloke, and he was a bit slow and slothful, not very dynamic on the football pitch. So one day I saw this five-a-side football team name called Dynamo Warlock, and I said, ha ha ha, that sounds like that bloke. And so everyone called him Dynamo Warlock, apart from sometimes when people got confused and called him the Atomic Walrus as well. But it was such a great name to have. And then one day he found out we were calling him the Dynamo Warlock. And he's like, oh, what does it mean? We're like, we don't really know. He was convinced that it was some kind of conspiracy and it meant something really bad. I think it's a good name. You could be called a lot worse than a Dynamo Warlock or an Atomic Walrus. Like Cuntface or something. I mean, that would be bad if you found everyone was calling you Cuntface. See, there's no coming back from that one. We also had another secret name, what was it? Oh, we had Stink Palm. Because this one bloke, he was a salesman, went to the toilet, had a poo, rushed straight out the toilet and shook hands with a customer. Ah, oh, he Stink Palmed them. Animal. And we also have someone called Atherton. We'll call him Gatting after another cricketer. I don't know why we did that, but it was quite amusing. And then someone shouted at him and he looked confused. And that is the end of that. Boop!
Ooh la la!
You made this comedy for me. Ooh, you shouldn't have.
Hello, listeners. It's Jack here. I'm an old man now. No one warned you when you were young that you'd get old. And then one day, you look in the mirror and there's an old man looking back at you. Who's that, you think? I'm not old. I'm still as young as I ever was. And then you realise that outgets you. It's tough being old. The other day, I did a fart and I followed through. But then I fell asleep. And I woke up and all my undercrackers were all crusty. But I was old, so I couldn't be bothered to go and change them. All day, I sat there. All day, I sat there, sitting in my khaki underpants. Oh, it's tough being old. Another thing about being old is you fall asleep all the time. Don't try to change that television, young lad. I was watching that the other day. I was watching Murder, She Wrote. And then I fell asleep. And I never knew who murdered her. Oh, being old can be so tough. Oh, being old is tough. You're surrounded by young people. What are they doing? They're always playing with their phones. They're doing something called teletexting. Who are they texting? What are they saying? They speak a different language these days. All these hooders. Why are they all wearing their hoods? It's not even cold. In my day, we all had a sense of style. Wouldn't leave anywhere without me trusty Trilby hat. Wouldn't go anywhere without me hat and me trusty pipe. And Our idea of a good night out was going down the social, having a pint of mild and a ticket on the meat raffle. You hardly ever won, but when you did, it was fantastic. Meat for everyone. You'd have to have it with a powdered egg, but it still was good. Oh dear.
You may well gasp, but this will always be a news nugget.
Well, news headline, it seems now the church realised they've got to pick up their game to get new members and religious people into the gang of the church. And this one Florida church leader is challenging married members of his congregation, fucking hell, to have sex every day for a month. Well, I tell you what, I'm not religious, but I'd join that church for a month. Oh yes, they should really have that as your starting off joining pack. Join the church, yep, and you should have sex every day for a month in the first month, that's free, and then just half the month after that, okay? Who's in? Yes, lots of men. Come on, let's go to church, dear. Come on, let's run. Yay! Where do we sign? Of course, if although he's getting couples in, the two-for-one scheme, I'm thinking there, but the single parishioners, that's different. He's challenging them to abstain for sex for 30 days. Now, that is a bit of a crap deal. Couples, there, but imagine the church in that month. You'll see the couples grinning, looking pretty slightly exhausted, and the single men, they're fidgeting and go, fucking, come on. Oh, what day is it? Oh, another 2 weeks to go. This church is rubbish. I'm moving. Moving to one where you get into heaven no matter what. And you can shag all the time. It's Paul Worth, head pastor of the relevant church in Ybor City, said the marathon undertaking could help cut in high divorce rates. You may, I mean, I assume it's like once every day, not for 30 days solidly. Whew. That really is pushing it. You would need some help from God to shag for 30 days. He says couples across America are struggling in their relationships, both married and single people. For married people, it seems like the sex is great up front, and then for some reason, life happens. Get married. Boom, boom. But when you're single, it's like you're always thinking about it, and you're like, man, I'd like to have it as much as possible. Well, he says that. And then he tells his single people not to bloody shag at all. What's that meant to prove? Not shagging for a month. Hey, everyone, let's just shag as much as you can. But not with passed out people you see in the street. They might have been stabbed 7 times. And you could be in big trouble, okay? Just warning you.
Come out of the building with your hands up and with the dad joke where we can see it.
Cheesy internet joke. The lisping dwarf. A dwarf with a lisp goes into a stud farm. I'd like to buy a horse, he says to the owner of the farm. What sort of horse, said the owner.
A female horse,
the dwarf replies. So the owner shows him a mare.
Nice horse,
says the dwarf.
Can I see her eyes?
So the owner picks up the dwarf to show him the horse's eye.
Nice eye,
says the dwarf.
Can I see her teeth?
Again, the owner picks up the dwarf to show him the horse's teeth.
Nice teeth. Can I see her earth?
The dwarf says. By now, the owner's getting a little fed up, but again picks up the dwarf to show him the horse's ears.
Nice ears,
he says.
Now, can I see her twat?
With this, the owner picks up the dwarf by the scruff of the neck and shoves his head deep inside the horse's vagina. He holds him there for a couple of seconds before pulling him out and putting him back down. The dwarf shakes his head and says,
perhaps I should resway that. Can I see her one around?
Oh, I am the husk of 1,000 voices.
The elephant says, here's a news nugget.
Wow! Wow!
Woo! It's something you weren't expecting.
Hello, listeners, it is Mika here. Why don't you try a little shredder? Ooh. I just want to tell you that I do not believe in God. And you shouldn't believe in him too, so why don't you try your little brother? Ooh! If you think God existed, readers, do you think that my album would have been number one for 20 weeks? Ah, thank you. I mean, have you heard me sing live, readers? I sound like someone who's been kicked up the goalies. Like you tried, oh, little Freddy. I'll give you a clip. I could be Clue. I could be... I could be... You believe that is something that God created? I think not, my little soul. Vote Meeker. Vote for the devil.
On the news today, a very small news nugget. This MP was saying that she wants to ban thick sliced bread to stop England's children from getting obese. Yeah, that's it. Must be all those fat slices of bread that are making them all fat. Not the chocolate crisps and pop that they're drinking and then rolling over to the Xbox, whatever. It's those bloody thick slices of bread. Go on, get rid of them, bloody fat bread.
For this next bit of comedy, the listeners either
like it and go, or they dislike it and go, well, that's not really good enough at this level, is it? And that's not really good enough at this level, is it? Bum, bum! Cocking him up again. Good evening, I'm Jeff Butterfield, and here's the headlines today. Well, that's not really good enough at this level, is it? And that's not really good enough at this level, is it? Bum, bum! Morrissey in tree. We're going on a ride on the Hosker coaster. Fucking bird, shut your gobs.
So watching. Oh, it's that fucking show.
It's my punt. Which just shows to fucking.
Can I have a white seed?
Don't sell them as fairy cakes or as death cakes. Oh, this is me, and that is you. Hello, how you doing?
I'm going a bit bloody northern here.
Go and tell that woman down in Birmingham, bloody hell, that it's very windy. He doesn't... The price is right.
Come. Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Here come the fuck-ups. Full up. Full up with Hosker of a thousand voices. Cocking him up again. This price.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Here come the fuck-ups. Full up. Full up with Hosker of a thousand voices. Come on. Focus.
What fucking hell? What's this price? You could be called a lot worse than a dynamo warlock or an atomic walrus. Good evening, Jeff. Yes, yesterday's match could have... Good evening, Jeff. Yes. Always talking. They must be talking about something. The dangers of trying to have your cake and eat it again and again and again and again. Today, England's boss,